We're like a gang of school kids on who's been on 3 days wet playtime. We're climbing the walls, to be honest. And, you know, it's been 3 weeks without a league game, though, and it's too long for me. And when you're doing so well, like we have been doing in the league, it's really frustrating that you can't build on that. And I just hope that the Portsmouth game was a blip and that we didn't play anywhere near like we can. And we get back to the levels of performance that we've been turning in on away trips in the league, because we've been excellent away from home, and hopefully that can continue.
You hear lots about momentum in football. Is there a danger that a break of this long can almost stop that momentum?
Yeah. Players react to getting rewards when they play. You know, if they see what they're doing and it's paying off, they're more likely to do it more and more, and they can quickly forget about it, to be honest. You know, and we've got to get back to playing. We've got to hope that the Portsmouth game was a one-off. Yeah, and we've got to get back to playing the type of football I know we can play. And I know then we can be a match with any team when we play. You know, we're going into probably playing Stevenage at the wrong time of the season, but I'm a firm believer that you play them whenever you have to play them, you play them and don't moan about it. But they've been doing quite well. They've had a bank of good results. But we've got to go in there believing that, although we haven't played the last, you know, we've had two games called off in recent weeks. Well, I think it's the last two home games. We haven't lost that much ground on the leaders.
Yeah, I was going to say, what have you made of sort of how things have developed while you haven't played in those couple of games? Because you're still right in there in those playoff places.
Yeah, when you're not playing, you just want everyone to draw. And there's quite a few draws on Saturday, but everyone equates games and hands to 3 points, and, you know, sometimes they could be an hindrance. And we need to build on what we've started the season on, hope that this break doesn't derail us too much. But we've got to pick up points between now and Christmas and certainly the new year and give ourselves a chance to go on and get the success that I think the squad of players that we've got deserves.
Christmas is often said to be a massive opportunity to pick up points because the games come in pretty quick succession. If things start going the other way, can it become a bit of a curse, that Christmas period, if you do get into a rut or a run of bad results?
It can. And the only plus point is that you play a lot of games in a short period of time, so you can maybe get over any bad experience that you've had. But also, they can quickly get added to. We've just got to focus on getting back to what has made us successful away from home in the past in the Football League and try and continue that.